We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You guys, this is history. What you've done, what we've done.
You guys have built a platform that influences.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Wake the f*** up, Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy.
Envy playing my record, I made it.
Jess Hilarious.
Y'all been rooting for, I'm like, y'all need to keep on the Breakfast Club.
Charlamagne Tha God.
What made you think the liking of controversial questions would take his part?
I like this show.
Thanks, Breakfast Club.
Good morning, USA!
Yo, 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 yo,
Jess Hilarious.
Good morning.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday!
Yes, it is International Women's Day.
Okay, okay.
Friday, March 8th, so happy International Women's Day. Jess Hilarious.
Yes, y'all see I made my grand entrance because it is International Women's Day.
Okay, that's why. Yep. You look very nice today. I mean, you look nice every day.
I was ready to say, don't play with me.
Don't play with me.
Yes, but thank you.
But you look very nice today.
Thank you.
I got y'all breakfast coming, too.
Oh, my God, what is it?
All the women that work here at the Breakfast Club breakfast.
Oh, that is nice.
Did you get a taco?
Don't look at me like that.
Did you get a taco?
She don't like my food choices.
No.
Okay?
Is it a taco?
No, no, I kept it simple.
Because 9 times out of 10, he never ate from these places.
That's not
true. He loved giving people...
food that he never tried.
Never. And it's like, what? Why do you do that?
Or how about food that you didn't ask for? Like, you've been saying
right.
Tacos all week.
All week.
I've been trying to get you tacos.
Well, I know.
Clearly,
at least Envy been trying.
But we know that you can't get tacos this early in the morning. But I got something really simple. Something very tried and true. Something that never has let us down. Just like the women in our life.
Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
I knew it.
Very much trash. That is crazy.
It's biscuits. You like biscuits?
Biscuits what?
You had a biscuit yesterday.
Yeah, from McDonald's.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You don't like Chick-fil-A biscuits?
No. Why wouldn't you ask?
He doesn't listen. I'm going to try again to get tacos.
I like Chick-fil-A lunch. I'm going
to
try
maybe Friday to tie in place to be open.
Ain't no bacon.
Yes,
ain't no toast.
Is.
Ain't no pancakes.
No,
ain't no fresh toast.
They have the chicken biscuits with the egg, the cheese.
No, sweetie.
You ain't got no Big Macs, so you won't appreciate it. The Big Mac employees here appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness. It's International Women's Day. We're not talking Big Macs this morning, man. What's wrong with you? Jesus Christ. I'm going to try to get you a taco again. All right? Yesterday, only Taco Bell was open, but it's Friday, so maybe they'll open up a little early.
Why are they going to be open on Friday?
Because
they wasn't open all week.
No, they might have the food truck or something. We're going to try to get a taco.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
I'm waiting to 7.
See, women like for men to be thoughtful. You should have thought about this yesterday. You knew International Women's Day was yesterday.
No, you should have thought not to take the easy way out and get Chick-fil-A breakfast like we your damn kids in here. Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. All right. It's all about our women this morning. So we're going to be nothing but women's songs, right? So all the men's songs
okay.
drop. Nothing but women's songs. We're going to let Jess pick some of the songs
you can
she
play
was
Drake.
There.
Drake is.
Shut up.
Why
do you always
got
to go that way?
No, do not.
No, I'm saying Drake is very tapped in his feminist.
Oh, all right. I was ready to say, come on now. We don't need nobody. We do. I need to miss Jenna Drake.
We do not need to miss Jenna Drake.
Please, no. Child, what? No, not Drake.
Listen, Red, you going to enjoy the Chick-fil-A? Okay, Lois, you going to church?
This is men. This is International Women's Day. Why are you asking the men in the room? You said you bought it for the women, but you want to ask the men. You know what? I don't know what they identify as. Let me stop. Let's get right into it.
That is true.
I don't know what Red identify as or Lois.
Oh, come on now. Now we talking now. Put that Mary J. Blige, Be Happy on. Put that on.
Good. There you
okay?
go. All
one,
right.
One of the greatest records of all time. Instant mood changing. You
I
hear me?
You. That's right. When we come back, we got front page news. Tesla and Figaro will be joining us. This is a long intro, so we can keep talking for a second.
By the way, this intro should not be this long in radio. I just want to put that out there. In radio, I don't know who the program director here is or the assistant program director, but they should cut that whole
It should be
intro.
A 4-second post
that's
or 8-second
yeah,
post.
Too long.
So it starts, how can
by
I?
We do that a lot on this station. I just want you to know that's Radio 101.
What's
that's
that?
The basics.
Keep going. The beats
I'm saying the basics of it is you're supposed to cut these long intros.
So okay? It'd be like the Breakfast Club and then she'll
Boom.
Start singing.
You know what I mean? I shouldn't have to tell anybody in here that, by the way.
Front page
okay?
news is next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now let's get in some front page news. Morning, Tiz.
Good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you, girl.
Same
morning,
you,
back
Tiz.
At you.
Now, I want to start up with some quick sports. If you didn't hear, I guess on Netflix, Jake Paul will be fighting Mike Tyson on July 20th.
What?
Yes. That's crazy.
I'm not mad at it because, you know, Mike Tyson gonna get paid. Mike Tyson gonna make a lot of money.
But
off
Mike Tyson
fight.
Might get hurt.
He's not going to get hurt.
This is such a
joke. I don't
joke.
Think so.
Yeah, he's not going to get hurt. You know what I mean? He's been in the game long enough. He's grown enough. They're probably going to have a lot of stipulations in place that we may or may not know about. They're probably going to use bigger gloves. He's not going to get hurt.
I hope not.
No, he's not going to get hurt.
So clowned out.
I mean, it's a joke, you know, as far as boxing is concerned. But, I mean, you know, Mike going to get a big payday. It's interesting to see Mike still getting big paydays at 57 years
That's
old.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right now, how old is Jake Paul?
27.
Oh, yeah. Big clown out. But all right.
All right,
we gonna watch.
Yeah, we definitely gonna watch.
Yeah, y'all wait and tell me what happened.
Now, Tez, let's get into President Biden, State of the Union last night, right?
Yeah, Spicy Joe showed up last night. I kind of enjoyed it. I enjoyed while he was on his Yale Joe, or the Yale Glow, or whatever they say. He had a lot of spice last night. He showed up at the State of the Union, tackled a lot of issues. He said no one earning less than $400,000 would pay an additional penny in taxes. He talked about getting rid of more junk fees, something we talked about on the show. He also had a strong message for reducing the cost of prescription drugs and called out Republicans for not voting for it. He actually called out a lot. And so we're going to go through a couple of recaps. Take a listen to how he called out Republicans about prescription drugs.
Well, I proposed and signed, not one of your Republican buddies voted for it. We finally beat Big Pharma. Instead of paying $400 a month or thereabouts for insulin with diabetes, and it only costs $10 to make, they only get paid $35 a month now and still make a healthy profit.
He also went at Republicans for not supporting the infrastructure bill. He said, basically, you guys had no problem accepting the money. You sit up here clapping and cheering, but you didn't want to accept the money. Take a listen to that.
46,000 new projects have been announced all across your communities. And by the way, I noticed some of you strongly voted against it or they're cheering on that money coming in. If any of you don't want that money in your district, just let me know.
He also told Republicans when addressing immigration that they know how to read and that they need to stop, you know, if they disagree with the bill, read it and get the facts for yourself. Listen to that.
This bill would save lives and bring order to the border. It would also give me and any new president new emergency authority to temporarily shut down the border when the number of migrants at the border is overwhelming. The Border Patrol Union has endorsed this bill. The Federal Chamber of Commerce is... Yeah. You're saying low. Look at the facts. I know you know how to read.
He even told the Supreme Court justices directly, I haven't seen this. He told them that, hey, you're going to find out how women feel about Roe versus Wade. Basically said the F around and find out, paraphrasing. Take a listen.
It's a decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court majority wrote the following. And with all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral political power. You're about to realize just how much you are about that.
So a lot going on. We can't fit in everything in the couple of minutes that I have, but quite a bit going on. It's also, you know, we had obviously Taylor Greene, who is notorious for always interrupting and, you know, calling the president a liar. Of course, she did that yesterday. Donald Trump was responding in real time on his Truth Social, basically saying that a lot of the good stuff that Biden was talking about was implemented under his administration. But it kicked in once Joe got in and, you know, basically saying the same thing that Joe is a detriment to America. What'd you think, Charlamagne? I know you were watching in real time.
I mean, for me, you know, nothing about Biden surprised me last night, you know, other than the fact they was up that late. You know, it started at 9, went until after 10. Crazy. All I kept asking myself was, what was President Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Jim Clyburn's nap schedule during the day for them to be up that late? But
you don't think he was a little spicy? He had a little bit more bigger to him.
I mean, nothing about last night surprised me. You know, I've been asking one question over the past several months, and it's simply, is the Biden-Harris ticket still a winning ticket? This isn't 2020. You don't have the series of unfortunate circumstances that you had then. There is no COVID. There's no George Floyd protest. So what is going to energize people to go out there and vote in November? Because clearly it's not the threat to democracy that is Donald Trump. So can they win? I don't know. He had a lot more energy last night, but I don't know if that resonated with the American people. I don't know. Like, you know, he asked for a border deal, but you got to put that on the table. The border isn't fixed. You know, you have 30,000 people dead in Gaza, and everyday working class people aren't feeling the financial relief they would like. So I don't know. I'm still not clear on if they are a winnable ticket, even though he was solid last night. I don't know.
I always feel like they're like, and salute to all the car salespeople. I feel like they're just always bad car salespeople. Like, the car's going to be able to fly, and you won't have to be able to put gas in it. And then when you push this button, oh my gosh, the car will do 0 to 60 in 1.5 seconds. That's what it always feels like. It just feels like they're just selling a lot of dreams. It feels like they're just telling people what they want to hear to try to get them excited, opposed to what they need to hear. And I always felt like that with this.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was able to speak to a lot of accomplishments that they have already done. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know if those accomplishments that he's already done overshadow the things that people want to see done.
Right, correct.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like last night, he got interrupted because, you know, of the border crisis. Mm-hmm. He got interrupted because of what's happening in Israel and Gaza. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. That's my question. Right. Even though he did have a lot of energy last night, I don't know if that actually
energized
people.
Let's give him credit
people.
For at least having the energy. By the way,
that shouldn't be enough.
Having energy.
That right there shouldn't be enough. Just us simply saying, does our president have a pulse, should not be enough.
Yeah, he drank a monster. He drank a monster beforehand and had a little energy.
Yeah, come on. But I mean, like I said, he was solid.
Damn, Joe, I'm sorry, Joe.
He was solid last night, but my question still remains. Are they a winnable ticket in November? I simply don't know.
All right. Well, that is front page news. What are we talking next hour?
Damn, Joe, I tried. Well, for those of you who are going on a spring break next week, if you're going to Miami, you may want to think twice. They say if you come down to Miami with that foolishness, you're going to jail. So we're going to talk about that at 7 o'clock hour.
All right, we'll get into that next. Everybody else, get it off your chest. Matter of fact, we just want to hear from the women this morning. Fall back. It's International Women's Day.
Yes.
You fellas, fall back. Let the women on the line.
So why are you talking? Jess should be doing this.
Jess, what's the number?
What?
Exactly. 800-585-1051. Women, ladies, call up right now. Jess would love to hear from you. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's a new day.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up.
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's Nika.
Hey, Nika. Good morning. Nika. Get it off your chest.
I'm saying I'm not happy to women say to all the women, to your wives down at home, work, do what they do.
Thank you, girlie.
Man, you need a man to buy you a better phone, man.
Shut up, man.
Jesus.
I'm at work right now.
Come here, so she can actually buy her own phone. Thank you, International Women's Day.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mama.
And I can't wait for that you get DJ Envy to be like, oh, my God, no.
Oh my God, no.
Well, thank you so much, Nika.
Yeah, we get that from Jess. She do it different now, though. Now she go, oh my God.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, it's Bird.
Bird. This is about the women this morning, Bird.
You a woman?
I know y'all said women, but I want to give my sister an apology. That's the Women's Day.
What you do?
Man, okay, so her and her boyfriend, they got a TikTok and they be cooking, but Big Back, and I told him, you're a Big Back chef. He really didn't take that to life. He can't snap it to me, but I just want to apologize to her. I'm sorry. I want to shout out their TikTok.
Okay, what is it?
He called somebody a Big Back?
Yeah, he called his sister has a TikTok. She be cooking with her husband. He called her a Big Back chef. And he gonna call Breakfast Club. Well, Big Back all started to apologize.
I want to shout out their TikTok.
Hurry up,
it's
shout out.
The Real D Family.
The Real D Family.
Beef or Big Back.
Real Beef. Let's go, black people. Let's go. We don't take nothing serious. Okay, let's go.
Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
My name is Margaret.
Margaret, happy International Women's Day.
Thank you. I'm a long-time listener, but a first-time caller. I'm 64 years old. I love the Breakfast Club.
We love you, Margaret.
I love you, Charlamagne.
You what?
Should just sit out the conversation sometime. Charlamagne, I'm speaking directly to you.
Oh, Lord.
Some mornings you piss me off. I wish I could, you know, reach through the radio and strangle you.
Yes.
You're not helping. You no, make me feel like I don't want to go out and vote. And I'm a longtime Democrat. Not because I don't agree with some of your points that you put across, but your conversation sometimes in the morning is very discouraging.
Don't.
Voters will not go out to vote.
Nope. Don't blame that on me.
Don't blame the lack of energy
you're feeling from the Biden administration. Don't blame that on me.
Let Margaret speak.
Nope.
I'm not blaming the lack of energy. I'm just saying sometimes you don't give the administration do what's due to them. They're trying their best. You know they have the other side who is blocking everything Biden is trying to do. What is he supposed to do? It was the same thing when...
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
But Obama was in power. People say, oh, Obama did nothing for the country. What could he do? The Republican blocked everything he tried to do.
Well, Obama did some very good things, like Obamacare. But this is what I always tell politicians, ma'am. Don't volunteer the lie. They know what Congress is going to look like. They know these people better than we do before they get in office. So don't volunteer to lie and tell people that you're going to do all of these things if you know you can't get them done. And if me as a taxpaying citizen and a voter, I pay my taxes and I vote, I should be able to express that. And that shouldn't discourage you from voting in any way, shape, or form. I think you're trying to blame me for your lack of enthusiasm for voting, because everybody has a lack of enthusiasm for this upcoming election because nobody wants this rematch. But don't put that on me.
So I'm going to ask you a question, Charlamagne. Yes, ma'am. Have you ever said, I'm going to do something in the future and it doesn't manifest because of somebody else?
No.
No?
No.
You lying, man.
I don't believe that.
No. Yeah, I make my own decisions.
Amarga, you have a great weekend.
Now in his
anyway,
life.
Anyway, have a great day and thank you very much for taking my call.
All right. Where you calling from?
Queens, New York. East Springfield Boulevard.
Oh, Springfield. But Cambria Heights, Queens Village, where's that? Springfield Gardens?
Laurelton, to be exact.
Laurelton. Okay, Laurelton. All right. Well, salute to everybody out in Queens, New York.
Thank you, Ms. Margaret.
Thank you.
All righty now.
Ms. Margaret's 64 years old. She should not be falling to peer pressure, because I've never told you not to vote. I've never told you Joe Biden hasn't done anything. I literally just said 10 minutes ago that he was able to express a lot of the accomplishments that he's gotten done. But it's about the things that people want. Like,
you
if you got
presented the couch, sir.
Because
and she hopped on there.
That's
if
right.
You would have never said nothing about the couch.
No.
Because it's your influence. You be acting like you don't know your influence.
The couch is real, though. This year is all about the Republicans who are the crooks.
Charlamagne, the God is real, too.
The Democrats who are the cowards and the couch. So you know whose job it is to get people off the couch? Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
And Charlamagne Tha God.
No, it's not.
Hello, who's this?
Hey. Oh, wow, man. I still can't believe I got through. This is Dredd. I am calling y'all out of the coon capital of the Midwest, known as the 513.
Why you calling it the coon capital?
Yeah, Jesus.
Yes. It is. I sure did. I completely don't rep that city, the nasty natty. So,
how old are you?
Are you drunk?
How old am I?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the same age as Uncle Charlotte and DJ Envy. We
Okay.
Knocking on them 50s doors.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
You're right, because that ain't something some of these young folks would say.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I asked.
Yeah, no, you good. And you know, speaking, and since I did get through, I can't believe it. yes, I'm glad, you know, she is a good addition to the crew, because, and this ain't no jocking, because I don't jock, but, like, I thought, if anybody gonna come, because really I was kind of chicked out, not gonna lie. Like, we don't need no other chick. I'll be giving y'all the run for your money. And
Dreads, if you don't tell us why you call her Dreads.
Absolutely.
Why you cut her off while she bigging Jess up?
Thank you, Jess.
And on International Women's Day.
Okay,
continue bigging Jess up, man.
Exactly. I'm bigging up her because she be bringing a little heat. And even in the funny thing, whoever stood up to Uncle Charlotte and roasted him for his list, even, I'd be dead. So, I mean, I'm like, y'all got the right one, finally. But I would say this on the end, on the out. Yes, I'm probably not your typical chick in the sense that even all this, you know, International Women's Day, I mean, we got Chick History Month. I mean, I'm just kind of saying, be careful of what the white man is putting in our ear, which is a bunch of white feminism, and it's ruining our families, and that's just something to be aware of. I don't know. I don't really take for no chick day and all of that. Just love to the black man, love to the black family, love to the black woman, all of it. So,
but it's not it's not International White Woman's Day, though.
It's International Women's Day.
No, but what I'm saying is, all of this stuff falls out of what they keep putting down about everything. Like, why ain't there a chick in it? And there's a chick in it. And it comes first out of pale-faced feminism, which is very dangerous for us.
So let me ask you a question. What grade was you smoking this morning when you woke up?
She was drinking.
You know what? Dreads don't need nothing to be crazy. I'm already crazy as hell. So
that's right. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dreads.
Peace, Dreads.
Black power, y'all.
My God, y'all look crazy.
Are we crazy?
Yes.
That let that lady talk for 3 minutes. Y'all know she high or drunk or something.
She enjoying herself. It's a Friday.
I ain't mad at her. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now, we got rumors. We got Jess with the mess coming up.
Yes, we do. Mike Epps said he ain't never doing another dumbass podcast.
We'll talk about it next at The Breakfast Club. Aboard it.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. And what up, Tez?
What's going on? DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God.
Let's get to some front page news. It's International Women's Day, so salute to our two women on the show, Miss Jess Hilarious and Tez.
Thank you so much.
Let's jump right into Miami.
Yeah, Miami is breaking up with spring break. They say they get sick of the foolishness and the crime. Take a listen.
Miami Beach is hoping to leave the shootings and unruly crowds of previous spring breaks in the past.
It'll be difficult to get here into our city, and once you get here, the expectation is you play by rules.
Newly elected Mayor Stephen Miner cites two deaths last year.
It's not just bad for our businesses, it's bad for our residents, it's bad for our tourists. I have a responsibility as mayor to keep everyone safe.
Over the month of March last year, there were nearly 500 arrests and more than 100 firearms seized. This year, the city's new rules for its busiest March weekends include raising some parking prices to $100, adding security checkpoints and bag checks at some beach entrances, and closing liquor stores at 8 p.m.
Damn! Yeah, the liquor stores, they're really upset about it. They said it's not fair at all. It's only about 400 police officers in Miami. So when you think about 400 police officers trying to police thousands of people, you know, that's a lot. So they're bringing in extra security. Governor Ron DeSantis stopped by Miami Beach and had this message. He said, if you're coming here to enjoy Florida and have a good time, that's fine. But if you're coming for other reasons, if you're committing crime, causing havoc, you're going to pay the price.
Yeah, don't be mad at Miami Beach. You know, don't be mad at the government officials in Miami Beach. Be mad at the people who come there and act a damn fool.
If I
was the mayor, if I was residents of Miami Beach, I would probably want the same thing, simply because you got a lot of folks who come from out of town F things up and then leave. Don't make it so easy for them to F things up. I ain't mad at it.
I mean, yeah. it can work. Before Miami Beach was the popular spring place, it was Virginia.
Ocean
it was
City.
Virginia Beach.
Oh.
And everybody used to go to Virginia Beach for spring break. And then Virginia Beach did something similar, where they put curfews and put restrictions on so many different things where people were like, you know what, I don't want to go anymore because I don't want to be harassed. Mm-hmm.
They did that in Myrtle Beach, too.
Yeah, Myrtle Beach, too.
Myrtle Beach for Black Bike Weekend. They did the same thing.
Yeah, and Black Bike Weekend is actually this weekend.
It is?
I think so.
I thought Black Bike Weekend was in May. Nah, Black Bike Weekend ain't no March. Myrtle Beach Black Bike Weekend is not in March.
There's a Black Bike Weekend this weekend. Maybe it's not Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, definitely ain't Myrtle Beach. I thought that Myrtle Beach is like May. Let me see.
There is a...
My best friend be going down there.
And I thought there's another bike week in Daytona Beach.
This Daytona Beach. They're in Daytona this week.
Daytona don't have a lot of crap. The bike week kind of a little bit of older crap, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, Daytona's this weekend.
Black Bike Weekend, Myrtle Beach is May 24th to the 27th.
Yeah, Daytona's this weekend. Now, what else you got for spring break?
Yeah, just some spring break travel news. Just wanted to give you a little bit of update. The Transportation Security Administration, they're just issuing a warning, letting people know that it will be record-breaking travel this week, March 7th through March 25th. They're expecting travel up by 6%, which that means that's good. People have some disposable income. They also put out an advisory saying if you're going to Mexico, the U.S. Embassy says to travel smart because of nearby crime, unregulated alcohol, and drownings, just to name a few risks. Remember, guys, we talked about this last year with the travel advisories with Mexico, and I think you went anyway, DJ Amb. I think you just ignored the advisory.
I did.
Yeah, so they're issuing that again. They said, you know, that threat is not over, so make sure you pay attention. They're also encouraging people to enroll in a program called STEP. In that program, once you enroll in it, it gives you information about the travel, the information on security, different stuff that you should look out for, people taking people's money and stuff like that. So they said that was a good program. And TSA also said they want you to make sure you come to the airport early. Make sure you remember the 3-1-1 rule. That's mean packing your liquids 3.4 ounces. Basically, they say don't come there getting mad and acting a fool. You know the drill, and that's what it is. So TSA got in on that alert as well, saying they don't want no problems at the airport.
All right. Well, anybody traveling, be safe out there, and remember, sometimes don't go to where people tell you don't go. I know a lot of the times when you go to Mexico or you go to Jamaica or you go to a lot of these places, there's places that they tell you don't go. There's a reason why they tell you don't go. So don't go. All right.
I don't. So it's spring break this week?
Yeah, spring break is next week. Start Monday.
I had no idea.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Tez. You have a good weekend.
Absolutely. You guys as well.
Thank and make you, sure you follow at Tez and Figaro on all social media platforms and subscribe to Tez and Figaro's podcast. This Great Shot, No Chaser podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network.
All right. Now, when we come back, Jess Fix My Mess, or if you need relationship advice or any type of advice, Jess is here for you for International Women's Day. 800-585-1051. Call Jess up right now. She'll help you out. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
X about me.
Relationship problems?
X about me.
You need to beat your coworker's ass.
X about me.
Your coworker need to beat your ass? Call it up. It's Dr. Jess, and I'm here to fix your mess. Fix your mess. It's getting very much messy. Let me fix it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's International Women's Day. And we're opening up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. If you have some questions for Jess, it's Jess Will Fix Your Mess. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Brittany.
Hey, Brittany. Holla at Jess.
I'm doing great. I'm calling in to get Jess to help me with my mess.
Okay, what's up, girl? What's wrong?
So I come from a strong Caribbean background where we are very blunt people. And I learned that a lot of the information that is shared sometimes do not have any reasoning behind it. They just come out their mouth. You'll walk into a room and they'll say something honest about you, and it really don't be filtered. So I've grown up to filter myself, but my honesty is still very blunt and direct. I just want to know, how can I be a little bit more kinder and still not stem away from my background?
Oh, so what are some examples? So say you walk in a room, and is it, are these encounters, these blunt encounters with men, women, your friends, family, like what, who is it?
Oh, everyone.
Jesus
everyone.
Christ. Yeah. Oh, gosh. And I know how y'all can be, because I have a lot of Caribbean friends. I don't think you can ever get better with that without straying away from being who you are, because, for one, people just have to know you. You're the type of person that you got to get to know to realize that you don't really mean it in a personal way. That's just how you were raised. That is like literally in mm-hmm. you. Give me an example of something that you said that hurt somebody's feelings that they came and told you later about.
Well, I had a supervisor that was questioning the work that I was doing. And I asked her if it's possible that she can just show up to my meeting and give me an example, and then I can go ahead and follow her lead. And I was told that's very rude of me to say, because that's not her position. She's here to tell me what to do.
Yeah, that's not rude at all. That's the best you got?
I thought that was the best. I thought I said it in a most professional way and considerate, because I definitely took notice that to her expertise. And I feel like the only way that we can resolve it is by you leading and I follow.
No, I mean, that's the best you got for me. You never like blatantly insult nobody and then they came back to you later like, what you said was rude. Yeah, you have, haven't you?
No.
No? So what do you need? Because who is telling you that you need to be nicer? You don't need to be nicer. You just need to continue to be who you are. And there's somebody out there for you, whether it's friends, guys, or whatever, that will accept you for who you are. You ever tried to is this dating advice I'm giving you, or just what? In life?
No, it's just life advice. I'm trying to grow when it comes to my communication style, and I notice my honesty is just a little bit too blunt for people. Mm. So I'm trying to see if I can soften it. I've had people say they weren't ready for that honesty.
Okay. That's what I was trying to get at. Okay. So they weren't ready for that honesty. Listen, honestly, you're not here to coddle adults either, though. You get what I'm saying? Like, sometimes people do need honesty. That's the problem with these days in communication. Why lines get blurred and why people, you know, stay in friendships and relationships a little bit too long, because nobody wants to hurt the other feelings, the other person's feelings. Keep it as G as you can without being disrespectful. Now, if you're a disrespectful person, that's totally different from you being an honest person. Sometimes you don't always got to say what's on your mind. I'm told that all the time, but I can't help that, because I'm not here to coddle an adult. Now, for children, it's very different. But out there in the real world, yeah, we need more people that look like us to tell us about ourselves in the right manner. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I think you're doing fine.
I have to just figure out the right manner.
Yeah, just figure out the right manner if you feel like you are disrespectful. But again, if you ain't disrespectful and you just straightforward and Caribbean, I think they should be.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements. along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Able to understand that.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Lord of mercy.
Kill them.
By the way, don't blame your nationality on, you know, your bluntness.
Yeah, I still don't get that one.
Yeah, some people just blunt.
It's International Women's Day. Why are you speaking?
Shut up. No. And go wipe the Beijing off your face.
I ain't got no Beijing on my face.
Let's pray for y'all. Dear Lord, help these niggas.
800-585-1051. If you want to holler at Jess, it's International Women's Day. So call Jess up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Tell her, baby. It's the real deal. Help me.
Oh, my God. I'm all up in your mess. I'ma fix it. Jess gonna fix your mess because my advice is real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Jess, we have a gentleman on the phone. He said his wife called you last week asking for advice on how to split money, and it didn't work out. So he wants to talk to you now.
Oh, damn. Hey, what's going on? What happened?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm all right.
I'm calling in response. There was a young lady called the other day, and she was asking you. She said that her and her soon to be ex-husband, they came to an agreement that one person will pay the bills for a year while they stayed.
Yes.
And then the next year, the other person will pay the bills. And she asks you, she split the money since they are separating. Mm-hmm. I'm the guy she was talking about.
Okay.
I feel like it ain't fair. I paid all my money for this year, and the year it comes for her to pay her stuff, things ain't working out and stuff. So, and now she asks me, everybody says she split the money with me or not. But I paid my money and made a lot of sacrifices for that year.
That's what she said. She said that. I thought that she was saying that you didn't have the money, and now that it's time for you to pay everything, I could have sworn that's what she said. But okay. Well, if what you're saying is true, no, I think that is unfair on your end. No, if you did pay if y'all had an agreement, first of all, going back to the agreement, if y'all had it set up some kind of way where you pay a year and she pays a year, and now she's struggling on her year. I do still think, you know, all those stuff happens.
It wasn't struggling. It wasn't as her struggling on the year when it came for her year. Oh, things ain't working out. Like, you done saved all this money from this prior year. And all these sacrifices I made, and it's your turn to pay the bills for the year, and now things ain't working out.
Okay. Working out between y'all or working out with her funds? What do you mean?
Between us.
Okay. Are y'all is married or y'all just go together?
Nah, we separate now.
Separated. Okay. So do y'all don't have a lawyer?
We're going through a divorce and stuff like that. But okay. There's no way to say that you take this or you take that. Separate.
Okay. Now, is this agreement written or anything? Because verbal, y'all ain't going to do nothing but is it just he say against she say, and y'all ain't going to do nothing but go back and forth about it because y'all not working out.
Yeah, it was a verbal agreement. We discussing things, discussing the future stuff, and we came to an agreement.
Yeah, well, I don't know if she was calling me and wasn't being truthful or, you know, you. I don't know y'all personally, but I'm saying I think this should have been going forward, just know verbals don't happen. Don't need to be happening because you never know. You see how out of nowhere y'all ain't working out when it comes to her having to hold up her end of the bargain. And that's all you got to go back on is just her word, you know, and that ain't really serving you fair. You know what I mean? So no more verbals going forward.
Actually, it's just hurtful.
It is, and I can tell in your voice, and I do apologize about that.
It's fine. I just wanted to clear that up because
And I really appreciate that because it's very rare that a man gets to tell his side after a woman gives hers. So I'm sorry. I wish y'all the best with that, though. But no more verbals.
Correct. All right.
All right.
All right, Legion.
Oh, my God. Don't step in on my mess.
We got somebody else on the line. Selena. Good morning, Selena.
Good morning, MV. Good morning, Jess. Good morning, Charlamagne.
Good morning, love. What's wrong? Peace.
Okay, so I currently work at the same job with my boyfriend. And so I'll preface it by saying my boyfriend and I work in an environment with mostly men. There's only 3 women at my job and about 30 men. And we've been together about 18 months. And we have minor issues here and there. But like I said, there are only 3 women at my job, and he has befriended one of the women at the job, and they text and talk outside the job. So I told him it was an issue for me because she's clearly flirting with him.
Okay.
And I feel like he's gaslighting me by telling me, like, oh, no, it's fine. That's just how she talks. And it's like, as a woman, you can see when boundaries are being crossed. Mm-hmm. And he keeps telling me, like, no, it's fine. Everything is fine.
Okay, well, if everything is fine to him and it's not to you, you know what to do. You already told her how you feel about it. You told him how you feel about it. If it ain't no change, that ain't the relationship to be.
No, I didn't tell her because I don't feel like it's necessary to address the woman because I'm not in a relationship with her.
Yeah, you're not in a relationship with her, but you do see her every day. And because it's only 3 of y'all, I imagine that y'all have some type of work relationship as well, right? If y'all consider each other good co-workers, I mean, do y'all talk or do y'all not talk at all?
No.
Y'all don't talk?
No.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, he's real bold.
I had a situation where I have to go to her for certain, like, you know, requirements for my job. And he's really off-putting. Like, she's really rude. She has an unnecessary attitude. And because of their relationship, I brought it to him, like, hey, you know, that's your friend. I don't know if there's an issue, like if I said something to her to make her uncomfortable or anything. And he's just like, no, that's just how she is.
Okay.
But she's only like this with me. The other woman, she's not like this with her.
So you can't see what it is, then? You can't see that's your man, and you can't see what he's doing and what he's possibly doing? Behind your back, if she mad at you and it's only 3 of y'all and you probably got the best looking man on the job, I'm not sure, or the one that she may have wanted.
This is where it get messy. Her man worked there too.
Girl, quit the job, quit the it's just a lot going on. Jesus Christ, what is happening here? Y'all sound like a reality show.
Literally, like I work in cold storage, and even though I work in a warehouse, I'm not technically a warehouse employee. I work, like, I have to be there to maintain my side of the office part. So it's like I really don't have any interactions with any of them unless I need to. But with her, I have to have interactions with her.
Well, his loyalty is to you, or supposed to be, at least. I don't feel like it fully is. How long y'all been together?
18 months.
18 months, over a year. How long they been friends and talking outside of this?
About 8 months,
yeah. So, girl, what's up? They coming up on a year of being good work friends. And listen, let me correct you. They're not friends. They're co-workers first. And they became friends. I don't know whether it's behind your back or not, but it could be something going on there. And I think you should actually set a boundary. I think you should, I'm not going to say give them an ultimatum, but you should put your foot down and say, look, I'm out of here. If this don't, you know what I mean? I got to see you every day. That's why you don't date where you work. But because you did, you got to know that's what stuff like this come with. You get what I'm saying? And the fact that it's only three of y'all ladies around all the men, okay, it's very, very tempting, you know, because they looking at three of y'all. It's just three of y'all. I don't know how y'all look, right. It's just three of y'all. You get what I'm saying? So I think you should have a conversation with him, and it's more about putting your foot down. It ain't even about her, because if you give a man an ultimatum, you still giving him a chance to choose you. Don't give him a chance to choose you. You should already be chosen, and it don't
so
really
I
seem
already
like you are.
Did that right? So I was very direct, and you know, to the point about how I felt about the situation. Mm-hmm. And his exact response to me was, how could you be upset at me having a friend when all the men want to sleep with you?
Okay, so there we are. You are the baddest one in the cold storage. Okay, so that's a problem. He is intimidated by other men when it comes to his girlfriend's appearance. That's what it is. You don't need to be with him. That's just what it is. You don't need to be with him. You sound like he need to quit his job. He can't. Or he can't date you. And I'm sorry, I know you probably love him because a lot of love has been built up there and bonds and stuff over 18 months. But it don't really sound like you need to be there with him, because that makes him feel a little bit inferior. If everybody want his girl, oh, let me have this other shorty on the side too. So I got both of them.
Yeah. Because that's how I approach the situation to him. Like, it feel like you just trying to throw it in my face, or throw it in their face by playing in my face.
Yeah, and I don't think you should let yourself be played with. Don't play yourself for this man, not at all. Y'all got the same job. Please don't.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. Give me an update, because you sound like you're still going to stay, and I don't need that.
No, I don't need to stay, girl. I'm going through enough.
I know, that's right. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, outside is almost open, so.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you, boo. Call back for an update next Thursday.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Just fix my mess. 800-585-1051. Now we got
Jess
with the mess.
You can see Jess fixing mess live at the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival, April 27th in Atlanta, Georgia. So go get your tickets right now at blackeffect.com/podcastfestival or eventbrite.com. And make sure you subscribe to Jess Hilarious' podcast, The Carefully Reckless Podcast, because she fixes mess every week.
That's right. Yes, I do.
Now Jess with the mess is coming up.
Yes, Lord Nas X. As he was fiending for penis in the sixth grade.
Wow. What? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's now we talking. That was a tease. That was a goddamn tease. You hear me?
He loved that tease. Look at his mouth. Look at his mouth.
That was a tease. Yeah. I'm intrigued. I want to hear more.
I bet you are. All right. We'll get to it next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I am sick of Breakfast Club staff as a record label, as a crew, as a radio station. Now, you know, behind the scenes, Big Mac is one of our producers.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know about how the radio station is set up, you know, we're set up with a bunch of other radio stations as well. So, like, Elvis Duran, the godfather Elvis Duran is down the hall. Elvis Duran always has amazing food. If you can see us right now, you see the plate that Jess got. What you got on that plate, Jess?
I have a little bit of everything, but everything is Italian.
Okay.
Yeah, she has meatballs.
Meatballs, yes. Spinach, lasagna, some type of wing, some other type of pasta, roasted potatoes.
Now, mind you,
broccolini.
That's all the white people over there.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We the black ones.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So Big Mac goes over there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and God. Somebody over there had to say, man, last time you came here, you ate up all the food, man. Big Mac ate up all the food, and he going to eat up all the food. Now he ain't going to leave nothing for nobody. That's embarrassing.
No, they sent the email, actually, to the staff.
No, they didn't. Cut it out.
Yes.
I didn't know it was an email now.
An email. Said he ate all the food.
That was an email
before
to say
they got to get any.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the kind of stuff your parents tell you. That's the kind of stuff you hear at family gatherings.
Don't go over there acting hungry.
That's right.
Don't go over there acting hungry.
That's right. Mac, you go over there acting hungry all the damn time, man.
That's
embarrassing.
I went over
us.
There before he did.
But you know, yesterday, you know, Elvis has a new ice cream business. He had his ice cream truck here yesterday, and he was giving, you know, the staff ice cream, free ice cream. Mm-hmm. And Mac got like 4 or 5 cones.
The moral the moral of the story is I'm tired of Mac going over there acting hungry.
Yeah,
he is.
He's going ice cream truck. We was at the back of the line, not because we black, y'all. We just was late, so we was at the back of the line.
We black.
He walked right. He walked up to the front like, "Come on, y'all." I'm like, He think that Wild 'N Out hat gonna get him everywhere.
That Wild 'N Out.
I said, "No white people don't watch that."
Lord have mercy, man. And listen, I want to tell y'all, make sure to go get your tickets for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival happening Saturday, April 27th. Oh, we definitely got food there.
Okay,
all right. We got plenty of food vendors, just like last year. Last year, we had all the food trucks out there, sold out event in Atlanta, so it's going to sell out again this year. So make sure you get your tickets at Eventbrite or blackeffect.com/podcast festival. Jess Hilarious going to be on that stage doing her podcast, Carefully Reckless. Wallow and Gilly going to be on that stage. Dre and Lexa, the Paul Mines podcast, going to be on that stage.
Ball Alert.
Baller Alert Show, salute to Robin. They're going to be on that stage. Mandy and Weezy from Horrible Decisions going to be on that stage. Debbie Brown with Deeply Well. Will Lucas, Black Tech, Green Money, just to name a few. So go get your tickets right now for the second annual Black Effect Podcast
Festival. And make sure y'all subscribe to Big Mac Podcast. It's called Pick Up and Kill It, y'all. It's
Pick
on the
Up
Black
and Kill
Effect.
It. Pick, no, it's not. Okay. Pick Up and Kill It.
Yes. Hosted by
Pretty V and B Dot. Dropping the clues bombs for Pretty V and B Dot, man.
Music by
Louis V. Salute to the good brother, hey, Louis V.
What up, Louis V?
That's right. So go get your tickets at Eventbrite, blackeffect.com/podcast festival.
All right, Jess with the mess is next. She's eating, so we ain't going to let her tease, but we'll be back in about 60 seconds.
She's teasing Lil Nas' ass.
Oh, my. No.
That's what
no,
you said earlier.
No, I did not.
Morning, everybody. We are the Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne, DJ Envy. Let's get... Look, he's eating it. Look, he's eating it.
Go ahead.
Mac, you need to be ashamed of yourself.
That's a damn shame.
Jess Hilarious had a plate of food. Jess said, Mac, can you throw it out? And it never reached the garbage can. Jesus. All right, let's get to Jess with the mess.
The news is real. Jess Hilarious, Jessica Robin Moore. Jess don't do no lying.
Jess is going to bring numbers.
Jess with the mess. The news is real.
On the Breakfast Club.
I know they know the difference. Keep it a stop.
Okay, Nick Cannon criticized by Dr. Umar for wearing women's clothing.
What?
I don't know. That's your man's.
I need to hear more. When did Nick wear his clothes?
I don't know.
Was it the turbans?
I am totally
against it.
I don't know. I have no idea. That's all the headlines say. And I ain't even want the story, and they still gave it to me. Instagram now lets you edit direct messages within 15 minutes.
Okay. I thought you could always do that.
Yeah, you could. Then I guess now, I guess what's new about it is the 15 minutes.
Okay.
I have no idea. I don't care. If you send something and it's coming from me, trust me, I ain't editing it. It's going to get to you the way it is. Tia Mowry and Corey Hardrick sharing a hug on the red carpet. Yeah, I saw that yesterday. That was very awkward. They was looking like they ain't seen each other in 5 years. She was like all smiley, but he was looking like,
Can I hug you?
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
And she like held out her hand for a handshake at first, and then he was like,
that was two people worried about what everybody else gonna think, which is so strange to me because y'all got children.
Absolutely, you like, would have thought that
y'all
they
see each other.
That's like, what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't know, but he probably don't because he took that real hard from what he showed on social media, and Tay over there doing TikToks every damn day. Mm-hmm. Lil Nas X teases new music. So Lil Nas X shared a video to tease his new song, Maserati 2. And he had some interesting things to say about what he was doing in middle school.
What got bleeped?
Well, I can't say it. Because y'all said y'all don't got no picks. Bleep button.
It rhymes with
yeah,
picks?
Yeah, it rhymes with picks. And saying it swings low or can swing high, depending on how well you're packing.
Fiending for it.
Yep, that's what he said. Now
like
he needs
sniffing it.
I don't care.
You should put it on the table.
He didn't say all that, man.
Put a lighter to the balls and smoke it.
Now, he need his ass whipped like every other girl. Hot ass girl. You know how they be like, oh, your little ass was hot in your ass. He needed his little ass whipped back then. What you doing? Talking about you fiending for it. And you on Grindr talking to no face accounts. What you know about that? Get your little ass over here. Let me take this belt to your ass. You try to take something else to your ass. That is crazy. You in a sixth damn grade. Wait till you get to high school or something. He needed his ass whipped. That's why he said, Daddy didn't know what I was doing.
You glad? You better be happy Daddy didn't know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Jesus Christ.
But, I mean, this is his truth.
That's right.
So, it is what it is. I know that's right. Shut up, Nevy.
All that's right. His truth.
He's always trying to be a minister. Just that's right. That's right. Shut up. Y'all.
That's his truth.
I swear. I mean, oh my God.
You want to pray? Let us pray. Let's pray for him.
Please help these niggas for real. Every nigga, even Lord Nas X. Lord. All right, so Clay from Love is Blind explains why he went on the show. Fans on the Netflix series Love is Blind are reacting to the recent finale episode. Clay and AD went to the altar. AD said, I do, but Clay did not. His excuse was that he was not ready for marriage. But the cast members know that when they participated in the show, the goal is to be married at the end of 4 weeks. Now, I've been reporting on the show periodically, and I think, I don't know which one of y'all said it, but it was like, what? Get married in 4 weeks. Yeah, that's just how it is. But you know this before you go on the show. Mm-hmm. And the fans are questioning why AD would sign up for the show. If, no, not AD. Come on, producers. The fans are questioning why Clay would sign up for the show if he wasn't ready to get married. Mm-hmm. But Clay spoke to People Magazine and said, I was battling a lot. I think what you're seeing is a moment of self-doubt based off how I was raised. I saw my dad have some infidelity moments. He even took Clay along with him in some of those infidelity moments when he was a child. So this is what he's saying growing up. Mm-hmm. He said, so I think for me, I made the commitment when I was actually in it. I was like, can I really do this? Because he was convincing and very reassuring. They're an attractive couple and they were a black couple. So I was rooting for black love. But these were kind of like red flags that AD should have saw. AD is the woman that she should have saw. He always said that he had a problem. He was scared of himself cheating.
Yeah, especially if you saw your daddy do it in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, your daddy was fiending to cheat if he taking you with him to cheat.
Yep, and even the commentary that his dad had, because he was joined by his mom and dad at the wedding day, and his mother dropped a lot of gems, and she actually talked to her ex-husband, which was Clay's dad, and he was like, he didn't really care. The dad was just like, man, you did what's best for you. You know, it's all right.
So
He did this at the altar.
Wow.
Now, mind you, yeah, it is 4 weeks, but you knew in your mind, you know what I'm saying? Now, he said he knew when he got up there and like he was actually in it, he couldn't go through with it. But the remarks when she walked down the aisle, he was just like, look at that body. Like, it was just, and then he's used to dating a certain type of woman. Now, looks do matter to Clay.
Okay.
And that was the thing. AD is not unattractive. She's just not what he would usually go after. And he kept saying, I'm scared of myself cheating. I may cheat, you know? And he kept bringing that up. So that was red flags that she saw. Now, she didn't have faith.
You think she thought she could change him?
I think so. Mm. And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, yeah. And she was also kind of saying, like, she had faith in him. She did. She had a little doubt herself in him at one point, but she was going to fight for it.
If that man tell you he going to cheat, you better have faith in him that he going to cheat.
But that's the thing.
Do you think it's BS? You think he did it for the show? He knew 4 weeks he would have to do it. He knew he was going to get to that altar. He knew he was going to get the TV time, the press, and all that other stuff. And you know he's going to take it to another level. So you know he was always going to stand
performative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very performative, sounds like.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what Wale think, though. Wale,
Who?
The rapper, he is totally invested into the show. And he was like, man, you don't do a girl like that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy. Like, that was messed up. Why are you looking like that? Because Wale said something.
We waiting on music from Wale, and he out here watching Love and Blood. If you don't put some goddamn music out, Wale, I don't care about your thoughts on Love is Blind. I don't care about your Love is Blind takes. Where the music at, Wale?
He is a poet. This might be inspiration. This may inspire some good music, because we know when Wale get in the booth, it's going to be fire.
Lotus Flower Bomb Part 2.
You know? Yeah. But I just think I encourage you to watch it, y'all.
Why?
I encourage y'all to watch it. What are you talking about?
You tell me about it.
I've been watching it, and that's why I'm reporting on it. Thank you very much.
I act like I know it because you tell me about it so much.
That's sad.
Yeah, AD and Clay.
That is sad.
Yep.
But you would rather watch Justin's Cabaret.
No, I would not.
Yeah,
you made me watch
that
watch
too. You did watch it. So you can watch
you
it.
You went to the cabaret.
I did go there. I did see it. But that is just with the mesh on.
All right. Charlamagne.
Yes.
We're giving that down on Katoo.
Man, 4 After the Hour, we need Lauren Benferrello and Karen Cashbaum to come to the front of the congregation. Two women on International Women's Day. We'll discuss.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You're checking out The Breakfast Club.
Your execution on the Donkey of the Day is something to behold. Is it a read?
He gave me Donkey of the Day, and I deserve it.
People need to know.
Well, you need to tell them.
I am.
You have the voice. Tell them. Tell them.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
It's a read, but you're so good at it.
You're trying to be a fake-ass Charlemagne. There's only one Charlemagne to God.
Damn, Charlemagne, who you giving Donkey of the Day to now?
Well, Sexy Red, Donkey of the Day for Friday, March 8th. International Women's Day goes to two Ohio women, Lauren Benferrello, she's 55, and Karen Cashbaum, she's 63. Now, I didn't go looking for two women to give Donkey of the Day to this morning, but God clearly wanted me to deliver this message today. I know, Charlamagne, how dare you give two women the biggest hee-haw on International Women's Day? Well, I have no reason to explain. Instead, I'll let you hear it yourself, and you decide. Let's go to Fox 8 Ohio for the report, please.
Ashtabula city officials say they are stunned after arresting two women
Lorene Ferrillo and Karen Cashbaum, who are accused of taking a deceased 80-year-old man through a bank drive-thru to withdraw money from his account.
They both have been charged with felonies.
Ashtabula City Police Chief Robert Stell tells us the women are facing charges of theft and gross abuse of a corpse.
They're charged with gross abuse of a corpse for taking a person who was dead and acting in a manner that would shock the conscience.
Police say the women lived with the elderly man, Douglas Lehman, and they found him dead inside the home Monday. But instead of calling police or an ambulance, officials say the two had other plans.
Yeah, the allegation is that he was propped up in the front seat of the car and taken through the drive-thru so that the bank would see him in the vehicle and they'd be able to make the withdrawal.
After receiving about $900, the women are accused of taking his body to the hospital and then leaving.
Oh my God, no. First things first, rest in peace, Douglas Lehman. Okay, dropping the clues bombs for Douglas Lehman. All right, these two women rode around with a man's corpse, propped him up in the car, and withdrew money from his bank account. Now, here's the thing. Both these women were not related to this man, yet they both lived with him. That man was 80 years old. Lorene, you 25 years younger than him. Karen, you 17 years younger than him. That means combined, y'all are 42 years younger than that man. If y'all two relatively young ladies to him had been sucking and sexing this man the way y'all were supposed to, you wouldn't have had to prop up his body to go withdraw money because y'all would have had access to his accounts already. Okay, if you was feeding and fornicating with this 80-year-old properly, you would have owned everything he owned. 80 years old, all he needs is fruits and vegetables, some starches, beans, fish, some proteins, easy work. If not, you know, if y'all were doing that, y'all would have been in this man's will already. Okay, clearly these women never listened to One City Girls album ever in their life. Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all supposed to be tag teaming that old man. You should have been giving him the best last days of his life. He 80. He not even getting erections like that anymore. All he really want is company. Now, erectile dysfunction is not an inevitable part of aging, especially if you have a healthy lifestyle, okay? You know, if you led a healthy lifestyle that helps you to prevent diabetes and hypertension and heart disease and other diseases, but it's still a little bit more difficult for older men to get aroused during sexual stimulation than younger men, so you didn't even have a lot of work to do. 80 years old, he just wanted some company. Now, the reason they did this, you heard, you know, wasn't as cruel as one may think, because the bank previously allowed the women to withdraw money from Doug's account as long as he was with them. So when they went to get the $900 out, the teller gave it to them because they didn't know Doug was there. They saw Doug just propped up in the front seat, so they gave him the money. Now, listen, it's International Women's Day. Jess Hilarious. Defend these two women and what they did.
I will never. What the hell do I look like? Stop playing. I don't want to say something else, but okay. We on the radio and we going to get fined. So
say the first letter of it.
Don't effing play with me.
Okay,
ever.
Okay.
I will never defend this. Clearly, they didn't see Babs. Because Niecy and Mickey didn't have to do no sexual acts, didn't have to suck him or do none of that crap to Mr. Manley, and they both was in the will at the end when he died.
Good
yeah,
point.
They just had to take care of him. Apparently, they probably wasn't even taking care of him right, because if you're getting taken care of right, then you'd be put in the will too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, but no, you was making it real sexual, and they ain't had to do.
You gonna get married one day, and your husband gonna be 80.
Yeah, when I'm 80, all right, cool.
Okay,
but they young. Don't nobody want to do that. Yeah. I don't care how much money is on the line.
Yeah,
no, I'm not doing it.
So there's no justification for what these two women did.
I don't know, Envy. He asked me the question.
Oh, okay. I thought
why you want me to be gay so bad?
So listen, you there's no justification for these two women.
No, there's no justification.
Okay,
what? Propping a man up?
Gotcha.
Like, what is this? Weekend at Bernie's? Like, is that what it was?
Yeah.
You propped him up?
Yes.
Are you dumb?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. I'm not.
All right. That's why Jess Hilarious is a woman you can trust. Please give Lorene Ferrillo and Karen Cashbaum the biggest hee-haw.
And then they're just going to drop him off at the hospital and just leave him?
Jess makes a good point. That's why I said earlier, all this man really wanted was company. You know what I'm saying? If they was just treating him good, they would have been in the will. By the way, they might be in the will and don't know it, dummies.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Or they may not.
That's true, too.
If you got the balls to do something like that, that means they wasn't even doing them right while he was here.
You ain't lying.
That's crazy.
That's right. If you just drop me off at the hospital, you ain't never cared about
me. You ain't loving
me. Hold on, I'm getting a text. Who texting me? This is the president of the Fat Lives Matter community.
What he said?
Come here, Mac. Mac, you come in here. Come here, Mac.
That means Charlamagne don't want to say it.
Why?
Mac's so stupid, man.
What's going on?
Boom, 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 Jesus. Boom, Mac. Boom, boom,
Mac. Here. Okay, Mac has a POV on this. Go ahead, Mac.
When you 80, mm-hmm. it's very simple. All you care about is watching Cheers and getting cheeks.
Okay, okay, mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
it.
Okay.
Bingo and booty.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
TV land and
titties. Titties and TV land.
I don't want to stress any else. So I say.
Titties and TV land.
Yo, is there anything else, Mac?
No, that's it. We good.
Yo, I'm done. All I'm right. done.
All right. Thank you for that donkey today. Oh. Now, when we come back, let's go back to Love is Blind.
Why? Yes.
Clay
because
and AD.
This is my show, too. So what you say, Envy?
Clay and AD.
Yeah, Clay and AD. Yes, we're going back to Love is Blind. What, teaser? I got to build it up?
Stood her up at the altar, right?
He yes, stood her up at the altar. They got all the way to the altar, and she said, I do, and he said, I don't. And his reasoning, I think, could have been a little bit better than, I was just battling a lot, y'all, and I'm allergic to her dog.
Damn.
That's what he said. I didn't
he
get to add that in the
He's allergic to the dog.
He's allergic to her dog. Their schedules didn't make sense, and he just was battling
man,
a lot.
He just ain't like you no
that's,
more,
that's
shorty.
That's what it was.
Yeah, so yeah. When you start making up stuff like that, I can't be with you. I'm allergic to your dog.
Nigga, wow. Let's open up the phone lines. Ladies out there, 800-585-1051. What are some red flags that you shouldn't have ignored before you said, I do? Some things that you've seen that you later found out that they were red flags and you shouldn't have ignored them.
The chlamydia twice. Bet y'all won't call up here and admit that.
What? You gave somebody that twice?
Mm-mm. Oh,
okay. All right, then.
800-585-1051. That's the question. Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Steady calling my phone. Call my phone.
Tell her. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we open up the phone lines, 800-585-1051. This is coming from Love is Blind. Now, we're asking ladies, what are some red flags that you shouldn't have ignored before saying I do? That is the question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since we both said I do and everything worked out right, I guess it's not talking to us, but let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Terri-Ann calling from Brooklyn.
Hey, Terri-Ann calling from Brooklyn. What's up, mama?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, good, good. Now, what are some red flags you wish you didn't ignore?
Literally almost the same thing. Just the fact that they say they're not, that they've seen a lot of infidelity and they use that as like a excuse for why they're unfaithful. Like, that's just like the biggest red flag ever.
Yeah, I think... But all right, so at some point, right, if they tell you that, do you think it's more of an excuse? I mean, are you looking at it as an excuse, or do you give credit to it just being honest and you just be like, you can make a decision from there?
I think in, like, I'm talking in my personal experience, I think I try.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
To encourage the person, well, my husband, I didn't necessarily take it as an excuse because we did still get married and we are still married 8 years later. But it was a load. It was a lot. It takes a lot because you have to encourage this person constantly.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like, you know, you're telling this person, listen, we have kids now. You don't want that to continue. So we have to break generational curses. But, you know, it's still kind of in the back of their mind. Well, this is what I saw my dad do. This is what I saw my grandfather do. And the crazy thing about this is that his dad told me one day when I was venting to him that, well, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how much it's going to change because that's exactly what he saw. And that's what he knows.
Yeah. So you got to think at some type of point. I mean, you know, like I'm with you on this. Like you think clearly at some point, like, yo, if you seen this, because these men cheated on your mom. Like, he cheated on your mom. You know, this is your dad, right. But this is also your mom who was miserable for years because she kept being cheated on. Why would you then turn and do that to another woman?
And not only that, but if you know how you felt as a kid and it bothers you so much, yeah. Why would you in turn want your kids to see that? Like, right. You have to make that change. Mm-hmm. You got to stop somewhere.
All right, so.
But I honestly don't think that 80, that... 80 was Clay's type, and she's a beautiful girl, but I don't think that that's what he goes for. So exactly. I think that as much as it may be, like, he may be serious about having these, you know, issues with his dad and seeing what his dad did, I also don't think that he was so much into 80.
Yeah, and that's the part of honesty that he was missing. I think you're correct.
Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Keisha from Brooklyn.
Hey, Keisha. Good morning. We're asking some red flags you've seen before you got married that you wish you would have held on to.
All right. So I got married after knowing somebody for 11 months. So I had no business marrying this person to begin with. That's firstly, right? Mm-hmm. Secondly, the first red flag was the sex was horrible.
Damn.
So the sex was horrible. You stayed.
Yeah, it was bad. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you stayed, and then after, the sex was still horrible.
Hello. Damn, I wanted to ask her why she got married to begin with.
Just slapped her like, hold up, what are you talking about?
Damn.
Hello, who's this?
Yes, this is Chelsea calling from Brooklyn.
Hey, Chelsea, good morning. We're talking about red flags you seen before you got married.
So, let me start off by saying congratulations, Jess, on the new position and the baby.
Thank all you, all that good stuff.
Shout out to Charlamagne and DJ Envy. So, let me get into it just real quick. I thought that it was very nice and sweet, the relationship that my ex had with his mother, because, you know, the whole adage is, you know, if he gets along well with his mom, you know, that's an indication that he may be a good man. But I had no idea how involved that she was going to be. All the red flags were there. She was stopping by, popping up. She had a key. He was over 30, picking up his clothes, washing his clothes. He was consulting with her on financial decisions. I thought it was nice. I was like, oh, isn't that sweet? You know, she's always coming over. We're always over there. Those are red flags that I thought were green flags, because it started from there to she was like the third person in the marriage.
You said 11 months.
All of those flags were there. 30 years old, washing her clothes.
Damn. Y'all got married after 11 months, or y'all were married for 11 months?
Ooh, we were together for, we got married after 2 years, actually.
Oh. I heard 11 months somewhere.
No, it was.
That was the previous call.
Oh, snap. Okay, yeah. All right. Well, I think that you should have, it never should have been a green flag for his mother to have a key to your house. Jesus.
Yeah, she had a key.
Yeah.
And okay. I thought it was nice. I was like, you know, she's doing us favors. That's great.
No, but check this out. Check this out. She got Kitty House and she picking up his laundry. He hit mine. Pick up mine too. No, we're not doing that. You doing this for us because we are now one. He is not just your son. You have a daughter-in-law now too. So here, do this for both of us.
Yeah, you should have put your clothes in there too.
That's what's up.
Hey, no, because that would have been a problem too. I think she wanted her drawers to be in there.
Wow. Well, yeah. Well, that was the red flag, boy. You missed it. You better not do it again.
Are y'all still married or no?
Oh, no. I have a new mother. I love her. It's okay to make a mistake once, just as long as you don't do it twice.
You are so right. There you go.
I wonder does time matter, though? Like, if you meet somebody in, like, you know, in 4 weeks, if y'all grow to love each other and y'all get married, a lot of times those relationships work out, too.
Yes, it is still people from Love is Blind Season 2 that are together, and they are on their kid. Do not look over here. I've been asked for a taco for all week, and I had a burrito. Taco. No.
That is something from McDonald's.
Yes. Breakfast burrito. Thank you.
You are really pregnant. Have you gotten pictures of all the different plates you've had this morning?
Well, no.
Well, she asked for a taco for the last 4 days. Monday, she wanted pizza. Mm.
Well, God bless
her. Then she wanted lasagna and meatballs.
Eat your cravings.
Yes.
And enjoy yourself.
Chris going to say, damn, you should have been with an Italian then. I want all this Italian food. Hey, yo.
800-585-1051. If you're just joining us, we're asking, ladies, what are some red flags that you shouldn't have ignored before saying I do? Let's discuss. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
If y'all talking about it, you know we talking about it. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. If you're just joining us, we're asking, ladies, what are some red flags that you shouldn't have ignored before saying I do? 800-585-1051. We got Blade on the line. Blade, good morning.
Blade.
Good morning.
Shut up.
Hey.
Good morning, Blade.
I thought it was a B. I'm sorry.
Shut up, Jess.
Oh, my God. I thought I was straight about Wesley Snipes. I'm so sorry. How you doing, Blade?
It's okay. I'm okay. They called me Sonya Blade, by the way.
I know. That's right, girl.
Ooh, from Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Miss Blade, you know the question. Ladies, what are some red flags that you shouldn't have ignored before saying I do?
So when I was dating, I found out he was cheating on me. So I broke up with him. He started to, like, say he was going to do stuff to himself where he wasn't living anymore.
Oh, God.
So I ended up staying with him because I didn't want anybody not to live anymore. Mm-hmm. And we got married. Almost 10 years of marriage, I found out he was cheating again. Mm-hmm. I told him, like, you know what? I'm done. You know, I can't do this no more. We got four kids. We got, you know, a whole life. But I'm like, damn, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. He ended up doing it anyway.
Killing himself?
Well, yes. He committed suicide in our home.
Lord have mercy.
Because Jesus. You left because he cheated once again.
He was cheating constantly. It wasn't like it was just one time. It was like him. I had just found out, like, over the years that it was just happening. Yeah.
I hope you're not guilting yourself over this. And I hope that you, you know, I'm sure you're probably in therapy now to deal with the trauma. But I hope you're not guilting yourself about this.
Absolutely. It wasn't your fault at all.
A little bit I was at first, just because I felt like had I not did, you know, left him, my kids would still have their dad. So, yeah, a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I think it was more so about your kids than you just, you know, you felt, like you said, you felt like you, it has to be someone to blame because you got four babies with this man. But no, please, please don't. You don't feel that way anymore, right?
No, I don't. My children, they actually, they don't hate him, but they really don't like him for what he did. So they find him accountable for what he did, but just me being a mother and just knowing what the adult situation was, I felt like maybe if I'd have just shut the hell up, you know what I mean?
Nah, but you can't, you know, shut the hell up and be uncomfortable and be ruining your mental and emotional peace for somebody else. I mean, you did what you were supposed to do. You know, I wish he didn't make that decision. Did he have any issues before this? Like any mental health issues before this?
It couldn't have just been because you left him.
I mean, yeah. Like I said, he cheated on me like months after we started dating. And I was like, oh, I wasn't even hurt. I was just like, oh, okay, you know. And I broke up with him. But he called me like, yeah, I'm about to off myself and I'm about to do this. And I'm just like, are you doing too much? And literally he ended up trying to do it and going to the hospital and everything. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, this was serious.
He clearly had abandonment issues from a long time ago. Absolutely. There was something that happened.
Yeah, something else going on.
Something else was going on. But I'm glad that you are in a better place now.
I wish you would have got help.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm sorry, Mama.
Yeah, I know.
How long ago was this?
Thank you, guys. This was 5 years ago. He, you know, committed suicide on February 5th, 2019.
Lord, man, we definitely still sending you healing energy always, man.
Absolutely.
And, you
know, to your kids as well.
Yeah, to your kids and everybody. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, thank you so much. My children are almost grown now, so.
Okay.
They're,
well, that's good. Go live.
All right,
for
Blade.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Go have a drink or something.
Please don't have a drink.
I need one right now.
I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to play anymore.
Yeah,
I don't even.
You weren't playing.
I don't want to have a drink,
Mr. Mental Wealth.
Why can't you have a drink?
No, so go ahead. This could lead to a long life of alcoholism.
No,
Jesus.
You can have a drink.
I don't want to play with y'all anymore. All right, when we come back, Pastor Aux, Nyla will be joining us. She puts us on to some of the hottest music that's out right now. We're going to kick it with her next. All right? Is she here or is she in Atlanta?
No, not here.
Y'all so funny. Leave that girl alone.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. And Nyla is here and for Pastor Aux.
Go DJ.
Come spin.
Big
Nyla.
What's up, Nyla?
Yes. Since it's International Women's Day, though, I'm going to go with three records from women. The first one is this girl group out of London called Flo. They're really big here in the U.S. too, but they dropped a new record called Walk Like This.
Sounds very 90s, late 2000s, sitcom-ish.
Yes. Sounds dope. I like it.
Sounds like the intro to a nice sitcom.
Not sitcom-ish. Yeah. I think it is 90s. It sounds really, really nice.
A nostalgic feel. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Fair enough. I think they, I mean, just the fact that it's a girl group, it's three of them, they kind of remind me of Destiny Child-ish.
Yeah.
So, make sure you guys tune in with them if you aren't familiar. I actually just interviewed them on my podcast, We Need to Talk, WNTTLK on the gram, so make sure you guys check that out.
They call Flo?
Flo, F-L-O.
Okay.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Next up, though, we got Lotto and, I know you like this record, Lotto and, oh my God, why am I drawing a blank? J-Lo.
Yes, I actually like this record too.
I saw them perform
a couple weeks ago. I mean, a couple days ago. I love it.
It's called Can't Get Enough.
I love Lotto. I love it. She go hard on that. I don't know who did the beat and all that, but that's nice.
It's J-Lo record, right? J-Lo featured Lotto, right?
Yeah. Before Lotto started rapping, that sounded very late 90s, early 2000s.
Or like H&M-ish.
Well, Sean Paul. It was a sample of Sean Paul.
Sample of Sean Paul,
right?
Yeah.
But I love it, though.
Good record. And then the music video for it is also fire. But lastly, we got Chloe with FYS. Your cousin, allegedly.
Okay,
cousin.
All right.
Okay, cousin.
Yes.
It sounds like somebody. I just can't remember who it sounds like. Who was doing that singing pattern?
How do you do it again?
Who was that? Not Beyonce, right?
I don't know.
Do it one more time.
Man, shut up, man. You better worry about all these people that's going to be on your app and telling these women to go cook on International Women's Day. All right?
That. It reminds me of like a Normani track, though. I would say like it gives like Normani a little bit. But I do love that for Chloe. Our music sounds different to me, so I do like that.
I'm not going to lie. I do feel like Normani and Chloe, you know what? Actually, never mind. But hey,
what are you about to say?
No. But
why? Because International Women's Day, you don't want to say anything negative about women.
It wasn't negative, but I do feel like they all get like Beyonce inspo, so they're in the studio like I want to sound like Beyonce, and then everybody's records kind of sound the same instead of just trying to do like what's in your.
That's
heart.
What I said. That felt like a Beyonce cadence. I just can't think of what song it was though.
I mean, I could see it not far off, but. It is International Women's Day, and it's Women's History Month. So this month, Certified Vibe is an all-girl lineup. We got DeTronata out of Baltimore.
Hey,
we got Billy B. We got Girl Code. Mm-hmm. We got Honey Baby. And then we just got some openers that I handpicked myself that I'm just really big fans of, and I just wanted to shine some light on. So
when is it?
Next Friday, Cafe Irizulu in Brooklyn. Make sure you guys meet me there.
Okay.
Yeah. They got RSVP or anything?
Definitely RSVP. You can just click the link in my bio on Instagram at Nyla Simone, NYLASYMONEEE.
And tell them listen to the podcast.
And make sure you guys listen to the podcast. We need to talk. We drop 2 episodes a week. And we just have Flo on. And then next up is Nick Grant.
And if you're here in New York City on Power 105.1, Nyla has a show on Sunday nights.
Yeah, make sure you guys tune into my Sunday night show, Blends and Trends.
That's right.
It's from 10 to midnight, but I'm 11 to 12.
That's right. You got to talk that talk, Nyla.
Yes, right.
Okay, you out here working.
Thank you, Nyla.
Working
she
and not in
so
the kitchen.
Much, like she doing
want
so
you
much
be.
That no, she, shut up.
Joking.
She doing so much, she forget. She was like, hold up, wait, what, Sunday? Oh, yeah, I do got something Sunday. Okay, yeah, so that's amazing.
All right, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix It Open Move. It's all about the women today. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake up. You're locked into the Breakfast Club.
Face it, it's a bad time to buy a car. And that means you need to keep your current vehicle even longer. That's why I'm protected by CarShield, and you should be too. CarShield. Make sure you call them at 800-565-3113 or go to carshield.com/breakfast to save 20% on your plan today. Who run the
world? It's Women's History Month, and we're celebrating the most influential women in history. Check out this phenomenal woman.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Today is International Women's Day. And who are we repping today, Jess?
We repping Eve today, y'all. Listen, I wanted to get into Eve's story because this is kind of comical to me. So Eve used to be a stripper, right? And then she ran into Pastor Mace at a strip club. And then he had said, you know you could be doing something better than this, right? So then she started being a rapper, and she was successful. Now she is married to a millionaire, Maximilian Cooper, and she got a child. So
Google is lying. Don't he own Gumball 3000 or something like that?
Gumball. He owns a bunch of other businesses. I think he is a billionaire.
Yeah, if he ain't a billionaire, he's a damn close. But either way, he's rich, is what we're trying to say.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Eve don't get enough credit because people forget Eve had a sitcom. Eve was in movies. Yeah, Eve was going platinum. Eve was
platinum artist, that's right.
Eve was a big, big, big deal. I never understood why her show was called Eve, though, and the character on the show wasn't called Eve. Never understood that.
It's fine, though, because didn't she, like, write her show or produce her show or something like that?
I'm sure she was an EP. Yeah.
Yeah. That was my favorite theme song.
How was the theme? I don't remember the theme song.
What?
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time to get up out of here. You enjoy your day today, Jess, on this International Women's Day.
She'll be in Miami this weekend.
This tomorrow.
Yes, I will at the music fest, y'all. So, I will be hosting day one with Ricky Smiley. And we got a lot of musical acts. I think I've seen Fantasia, Maxwell, Jasmine Sullivan. And also, Trina and Trick Daddy, they'll be coming later on in the night and stuff like that. So, y'all catch me there.
That's it.
She tied.
Well, leave us on a positive note.
She tied. Oh, I want to tell everybody, make sure you go get your tickets. for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival happening Saturday, April 27th in ATL, Shorty. Okay, you can go to eventbrite.com to get your tickets for that, or go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival, okay? Enjoy y'all weekend, man. My positive note is simply this. Self-control is strength, okay? Calmness is mastery. You have to get to a point where your mood doesn't shift based on the insignificant actions of someone else. Don't allow others to control the direction of your life. Don't allow your emotions to overpower you. That is so interesting, man. And it reminds me of something a good therapist, a friend of mine, said the other day. His name is Elliot Connie. He said, it's not the world's job to not disturb your peace. It's your job to have undisturbable peace. So work on your peace this weekend, y'all. Have a great day.
Basically all in a nutshell. And then this is a quote for the women. Thank you for being an amazing woman in my life. I'm glad you exist.
What's wrong with that? That's a beautiful quote. Who wrote that? That sounds amazing.
Hallmark wrote it.
Hallmark did not write that.
Yeah, they did.
I wrote that myself.
For
I gave
every woman in here.
Got the same note?
Yeah. I feel that
note,
way, though.
Same flowers, same burger. He bought everybody.
Three for five.
You see what I'm saying? Now, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I bought Chick-fil-A for all the women in here today. Mm-hmm. I got the women flowers. Mm-hmm. I do that every year for International Women's Day. Mm-hmm. What do these other niggas got y'all in here?
Not a
goddamn thing. All that. Brandy want to give you is a hard time. All Envy want to give you is a hard time. All Red want to give you is a hard time.
That same thing for them every year.
Last year, what I get y'all? Last year, I got y'all
Chick-fil-A and yellow flowers.
Let me ask you a question. You talk about big backs and then you bring food that's not healthy. Might you bring fruit?
Today is Friday. It's a cheat day. It's a cheat day. And by the way, I am very proud of Sim. Very proud of Taylor. Don't know if y'all have noticed. They've been unbigging their backs.
I've noticed.
Wow.
I didn't say you had a big back, but the back is getting slimmer.
Wow.
And see, now the day when I told her that she was, I've been working out, no carbs. Now she on the radio, she want to show off.
Yeah, but you just got a whole Chick-fil-A with biscuits.
She just had three Chick-fil-A biscuits, and she went over to the Italian food side with
damn.
Me. Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, and I seen that big ass meatball that she had over there.
Damn.
Well, happy Women's International
Day. Happy International Women's Day.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.